Conditions are improving at Manly Hot Springs after ice jams on the Tananar River caused flooding over the weekend. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The height of the Tananar River at Manly Hot Springs had dropped about 6 feet as of this morning. National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says the water began receding after ice jams that caused the river to crest at Manly Sunday released.
And the water continues to fall, and water in the low areas around the community is slowly draining back into the slough today.
Plum says two ice jams downriver of Manly began pushing the Tananar over its bank Saturday. Manly weather observer Pam Reddington says the flooding affected part of the runway and some homes.
There was a few houses under five that had water in their basements or crawl spaces and stuff. I know there was at least one cabin that had water in it, and I and a number of other people went over and helped her empty her freezers that were in the cabin, and then we floated them onto some higher ground.
Reddington says the peak measurement on the slough at Manly was the highest she's seen in 35 years in the community. With this spring's threat now over, Reddington says the focus has turned to cleaning up.
There's lots of puddles, and there's people are making, you know, a few ditches so they can drain out these low spots in between the high spots, and gathering up their wood that was scattered all around when it floated off, and, you know, getting things back in order.
The breakup front is now moving downriver, and the Weather Service's Plum says colder temperatures should help moderate the flood threat across the region.
We're only forecasting high temperatures even in the upper 20s out west near Galena and in the low 30s. And so what this is going to do is put the brakes on breakup temporarily here for the middle and end of this week.
Plum says conditions could get worse if the cold spells followed by a rapid warm-up, especially in the western interior, where it's been cooler so far this spring and a heavy snowpack has yet to fully melt off. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.